blowing smoke, buddy. You're inflated with your self-love, your self-conceit. That's what high-minded is. Oh, yeah, man. It's almost, I was thinking about it's like, high-minded, dude, you know. You're living in a delusional world where you've been lifted up beyond your measure. That's what high-minded is. I'm rich and have need of nothing. And shall see no sorrow. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And people say they love God, but they love their pleasures more. Sorry about the nostrils. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. There's all kinds of forms of godliness. Oh, what is your form of godliness? Well, my form of godliness is I receive the Lord in my heart. I believe, and that's it. Well, what about the power to walk in righteousness? What about the power to walk in real godliness? To actually have godliness, like in the way you behave, and the way you walk in this world, and the example you set to them that are without, to them that believe not. What about all that? Well, I don't have that. I exemplify the world in that sense, yes. Denying the power to be godly. From such turn away. Anyone that preaches that gospel, turn away from them. It's no gospel at all. It's not another gospel. It's just a trash. This is the sort where they creep into houses, lead captive silly women. Actually, literally means little. In the sense of little women, you know, little women. Silly women. Silly little women. Alright, it's not necessarily trying to be degrading to women. I mean, you could say, remember, it's men we're talking about. Who are the type that do all these wicked things. And what it means is these simple people are led astray. They're laden with sins. And they're led away with diverse lusts. So, these creep into houses. And lead them captive. And they creep into the house of God. And draw off disciples to themselves. You know? They creep. Literally, creep is to sink as into a garment. It's just kind of slide in there. They lead them captive. They take them prisoner. To what? To ever increasing ungodliness. You know, that's what it says. Is that that these false doctrines, that what does it do? It just increases to more ungodliness. I still can't believe I went over that verse in chapter 2 about rightly dividing the word of truth, and I didn't say much about it. I mean, I guess I kind of always talk about that. Some people think rightly dividing the word means you've got to, like, divide up the word. And the parts you ignore and parts you take heed to. There's some truth in that, I suppose. You know, it's like the law. It's like we understand the law, Christian law versus the Old Testament law. But they want to chop up even the doctrine of Christ. I don't want to talk about their falseness. I just want to say, concerning that, you know, studying the Word is an important thing. Why? So we can display how God has approved us. You know, He can just put His stamp on us. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That is the form of godliness we need to actually have. Not this false form, which is, see, everyone has some sort of form, which is their kind of godliness, because they, you know, it's what's righteous in their religion. It's like, just have faith. Well, that's their form of godliness. But that doesn't lead to any true godliness, and it denies the power that God gives us to actually obtain those things. And by this preaching, they appeal to people. Because the preaching makes it so easy to fall. Now, even though the way with Christ is also easy, but you see, it's like I was using the analogy of walking a dog, you know, before. You got to walk with the master. He's got to lead you about. They just want to be led about in diverse lusts. They don't really want to follow the master where he's going. They'd rather just think like, well, I can just believe in God and not go off to the battle. I mean, I'm going to be a soldier, but I'm not going to please my general. I'm going to go entangle myself with the affairs of this world. I'm going to go be led away with diverse lusts. I'm going to go be laden with sins. And if you're laden with sins, you cannot take up the sword of faith or the shield of faith and the sword of the word and do battle in the spirit. Not in the macho battle, but in the word that Paul uses for war is always, mostly is agon, which is agony we get. And not machos, war. I mean, I'm going to be in that kind of a fight. Do you in the flesh. I'm going to beat you up with my mouth. Now, as Jane, they're ever learning, never able to come. They're sitting in church, and they're never able to come to the truth, not the real truth. They think they've got some form of truth, but they're never, always learning, always a student, never a teacher. Because that's what those churches do to you. You never become a teacher in those churches. You got to go away to a special school to be a teacher. And then they'll make you like them, forms of godliness. And they deny the power to be godly, to live godly. In Christ Jesus. As Jannes and Jambres, these are those who withstood Moses, the magicians of Pharaoh. These also resist the truth as they resisted Moses. You start telling people, I know, when I speak this gospel, there's resistance to it. They'll say, oh, that can't be so. Oh, what, you think you're perfect? I never said that. Well, because I was like, well, you think you're perfect, don't you? Because you don't, is there anything more you need in your faith? See, I don't think I'm perfect. Honestly, their doctrine teaches them they are perfect.